Now I think I finally got this thing fucking working. So I was using my microphone and it wasn't plugged in. So feeling pretty good now. Things are on track. Life looks good. Okay, so welcome to thatspiritualguide.com. This is my... It's supposed to be every week, but, you know, things happen. So, but it's a podcast just to help, just to talk, just to, you know, see what's going on in certain things. The one thing I wanted to talk about today, because I woke up. I mean, I had a really good day yesterday. Clients are starting to sort of come back now from the corona thing. This is in Sweden, by the way, in case you're somewhere sexy in the world. But, you know, I woke up and, you know, I meditate, I do yoga. I am a vegetarian because my stomach hates all that shit now. But I'm a vegetarian. And I was realizing, you know what? I just woke up and I felt like, ugh. And I thought, you know what? I don't have a reason. I mean, everybody has problems, but I don't have anything significantly like, I'm not going to divorce court today. I don't have anything super major like, whoa. And I suddenly realized, you know what? I do all this shit and I love it. You know, the meditation, the yoga. I do a lot, actually. I read, you know, I can't stop, actually. That's sort of bad, but... Anyway, and I'm thinking, you know what? I don't really, you know, what is this? So this podcast is about, is what do you do when you feel like shit for no reason? I mean, really. And people can kind of sense it. They're like, you feel a little off today, or you're a little disconnected, aren't you? And, you know, that makes it worse, right? Because you're like, it's like, I remember back in high school, I had bad skin, you know, for about 3 or 4 or 5 months, and like most teenagers, and people would tell me, you know, you got like bad skin. I'm like, really? I never fucking knew that. Thank you so much. And they would say, why don't you try washing your face? And it's that kind of thing. So when you're off and you're having one of these days, like I think I'm having, or hopefully, maybe the podcast will get rid of it for me. So thank you. But what do you do when, you know, you feel like shit and there's really no reason? And that's a life question. It's a spiritual question. It's a sort of everything question. So this is some of my ideas about that for myself today and for anyone who's listening that, you know, it's going to happen, right? Because, I mean, you know, you can be fit. You can be, you know, your hair is perfect. You're this, you're that. And then you're just like, okay. What do you do? I mean, one of the things that I do, the first thing is don't fight it. Don't try to pretend that it's not there, right? Like, no, I'm good. And there's a chance that might work, you know, that sort of affirmational type thing. But generally what I do is like, you know, if your leg hurts, you don't say, my leg doesn't hurt, it doesn't hurt. If your leg hurts, so maybe you should, you know, like look at it and something is there or there's a problem. So the first thing is I like to make these things very practical, very useful. What do you do when you feel like shit for no reason? Acknowledge it. Like, you know what? Fuck this. I don't feel good. I don't like this. I feel, it just feels like, like that kind of a feeling. Okay, so acknowledge it. Okay, that's the first thing. Because then there's a little bit of a break between you and the energy. Whenever you acknowledge a feeling or an impression or intuition or anything like that, I'm like such a man, I'm trying to pour coffee and talk at the same time. I always joke, I wish I could be a woman for a week, I would get everything done. I did it, everyone, I did it, I poured coffee and I talked at the same time. Anyway, so when you create that space, right, there's a space where between you and that emotion, that's where all the healing can come in, that's where the break in the energy can come in, to be completely consumed by it with no break between the energy, you're stuck. And what a lot of people do when they're stuck is then they start to spiral, and they don't spiral up, they spiral down. You know, like when you start your morning, you know, you trip, or something doesn't work, and then the whole day is like, fuck. I do believe there are those days, definitely, higher and lower days, but at the same time, I do believe that we can minimize them or even change them around. So acknowledging the emotion, you know, I don't feel good, I don't like this, I don't know, there's something grinding me, but I can't think of the reason why. So acknowledge it. And, you know, it's not easy sometimes because, you know, especially if you don't take care of yourself, right, you have no excuse if your ass is big or your attitude is bad or you're your stomach hurts because you've been eating all this like processed food and shit like that. But because you have reasons, even though you don't want to acknowledge them. But when you're taking care of yourself, or you're working on your mind and your heart and your soul and your fitness, and that's when it sort of gets to you, because you're like, wait a minute, I should be feeling good today, because there's really no reason not to feel good. All right, so you acknowledge him. Kind of got lost in that for a second. Sorry. All right. You acknowledge how you feel. Now, okay, there's a chance where you can sort of go into it. Have I not done something, right? Did I not, go to, I'm a yoga guy. I gotta do yoga. It's one of the, God bless my ex-wife, 2001. She's like, you ever do yoga? And I'm like, old athlete, surfer. And I'm like, screw that. And then when I did it, I swear to God, it was like heaven. And at a dinner party years ago, just before we divorced, someone was joking about sex and yoga, and I'm like, I would give up sex. If I had to choose between yoga and sex, I would choose yoga. And everyone's like, oh, what an asshole, or shocked or whatever. But I mean, obviously sex is amazing, but it doesn't like take away the energy, the bad energy that I've accumulated, because we're like sponges, we soak it up. It doesn't do, I mean, it makes you feel good, but it doesn't take away all that other stuff. And so that's why I would choose that. And I would say my ex was sort of pissed. No offense, sweetie, but screw it, we're divorced now, so it doesn't matter. But I still feel that way. I still do. I really do. I really, really do. Okay. So, is there anything you can think about? Like, okay, as I got to do my yoga, or I'm just not happy. And it's the releasing of the energy. People say yoga's boring. Of course, it's boring. I mean, like touch your toes for like 10 minutes. It's boring. But there's something that happens. Here's my plug for yoga. You release energy. Every day you're soaking in energy. Every day you're like a sponge. You come home, hi, honey, I love you. And some asshole who was mean to you or whatever, it's in you. Now, why does it work that way? Well, we can, make that about another podcast, but it is. And so when you don't have a tangible reason, a logical reason, like, okay, I didn't do my yoga, I didn't have my fruit juice, I didn't have my smoothie. Okay, maybe those things need to happen, or take your pills or whatever. Okay. But if those things are all a yes, all right, then we have to look at the energy, all right? And the energy of not releasing, the energy of holding on to things. I mean, I can, sometimes we can all get triggered by things, and we don't know that we're being triggered by things. I had the funkiest dream last night about two exes. And I write my dreams down because I don't remember them. And then later I'm like, what the fuck? So maybe that's what sort of threw me. And I'm sort of discovering that now talking. So, all right, what's happening? How do you feel? Are there any real reasons why, you're feeling this way? Okay, did your dog just die? That kind of thing. And for me, I just discovered doing this podcast, I had that funky dream. Two big loves in my life in the same dream. And it was like, didn't make sense to me. So I think that's affected me. So now I've, realize that now. However, I want to still go on with this because it's not entirely the answer. So expressing yourself, finding something like for me now doing this, I mean, it's like I hadn't remembered this dream until I was doing the podcast, and now I did. So if you have answered all the questions of like the basics, right, what you need to do to maintain and all that, then you need to do something that allows you to get it out of you, or to discover what it is. You may do a podcast. You may, maybe that's your thing. Sometimes you can do, you can do some writing, some journaling, that kind of thing. That helps. Okay. But there is something that you can do to change that, all right? And you need to, in that pause of the energy of, yes, I am having a shitty day, or yes, I am not feeling well, if you can. It's not easy sometimes, but if you can, you know what? Write your feelings down and just see what comes to you. And as you just discovered with me here, I didn't know, and now I know. Okay, that affected me today. All right. But sometimes, it doesn't work that fast, or it doesn't work that easily, and you're thinking thinking, like, fuck, I'm still at nothing, all right? All right, from that point, then you have to understand it's something obviously in your energy, or you wouldn't be feeling that. It's something in your unconscious or subconscious or your soul, whatever you want to call that, okay? And so now just like, you know, your knee not feeling good and you're playing sports, you're going to have to just sort of go with it. Now, when you do go with it, though, and what I mean by, you know, you can say, like, I know I'm having this kind of a day. I know I'm having this kind of a feeling. I've tried to discover what it is. Okay, I'm just going to, like, make the best of it. Now, again, that creates an even bigger space between you and the negative emotions, all right? Because you've acknowledged it and you've accepted it. You're not pushing against it, right? Pushing against it is never good unless it's a door, okay? So what can you do with that? All right. It can be something as easily as just doing nothing, or it can be writing your feelings down. It can be, you know, looking up at the sky saying, I hate my life, I hate my life. That's a joke. Okay. But at some point when you feel it and you accept it, there will be the break will sort of continue. And what I mean by break is the separation between you and the shitty feeling. And then usually once you are sort of still in that energy, like it happened to me here on the podcast, it was this funky dream. And there was something funky yesterday too, I think. But you see how these things start to come, because I'm letting it out. I'm letting the energy out, and then it's coming to my brain. So something will come to your brain, and you're like, you know what? You know what it was? It's like my asshole brother called me yesterday, and I hate talking to him. And I had no idea that I didn't feel, you know, this whatever about it. All right. So when you feel like shit for no reason, there is a reason. So it just feels like no reason because you haven't found it yet, right? It just feels like that. So what this podcast is really about is acknowledging that it happens to everybody, what you can do. And eventually, if you actually do something about it, that reason will sort of pop out, okay? So today, I feel like this. I'm not working. It's Wednesday, May 6th. It's about 1:15 in the afternoon in beautiful, cloudy, cold Stockholm, Sweden, by the way. All right, so I know for a fact I need to do my yoga, right? I know I need to... What else do I need to do? I have some work stuff I need to do. I actually have a list. I make a list, and I love lists. But maybe that's also something you can do, okay? Because this is like live help, man. We're helping you live and on the fly here. Make a list of things that you can do, all right? It's basically what I'm saying. Fuck, my leg is hurting again. What I'm basically saying is some kind of action is going to bring about the idea of that mystery. Why? Why do I feel like shit? Why is, you know, this, that, and the other? Okay? So, it's not a big deal. I mean, it doesn't, you know, it's easy to say like that about anything to anybody, but it really isn't. I mean, when you think about it, it's so much else is going on in the world, but it, you know, it's not fun either. So, no matter what's happening to you in this time in your life or whatever, it matters to you, and it matters to, you know, how you want to live your life. So, how many minutes have I had here now? Okay, 13 glorious minutes. All right, so we're going to recap here. It's a podcast, just in case you didn't know. And the title is, When You Feel Like Shit For No Reason. Now, there is a reason. It doesn't feel like there's a reason, but there is. And so, what I'm trying to show you here is how to separate yourself from that feeling, feel a little bit better, make the space. You know what? Someone's sending me an SMS right now, and I can hear my phone buzzing. And I don't know if it's like just me or whatever, but just say it. Don't like send me a new text message after every three words. I fucking hate that. Because then it just goes crazy like a Las Vegas, you know, slot machine or whatever. Just say it. I mean, but you can really see how people's minds work by the way that they text you or SMS you. Hi, how are you? Send. I'm good, send. You know, it's like, fuck. So anyway, that's my little helpful hint that just happened. So you go back to the original idea of, okay, it's happening. how to make a break with it. I mean, there was another podcast that I had that you probably haven't heard, but it sort of explained that. But I woke up this morning feeling like, you know, I should feel good. I mean, I should feel good, but I don't. And so, and I didn't have a reason. And I originally had a much more fascinating and better idea for a podcast, but I just thought, you know what? I'm in a shitty kind of mood. Not really. I still have the inner peace thing going on inside, which always never leaves me. But I thought, you know what? Let's talk about feeling like shit because I feel like shit. So anyway, you separate yourself from the feeling by acknowledging it, right? So that's the first step. The second thing is try to do something that might bring about the memory, right? Because there is a reason. It's not just random. I mean, unless, you know, you fall down a flight of stairs and you're mangled at the bottom and, you know, your legs are broken, then you know. But if it's more emotional and feeling and stuff like that, start to think, okay, what happened to me? What's going on, right? You can write something, you can talk, you can call somebody, you can do whatever. And at some point, it'll come. The idea of like, oh shit, it was this, and because you feel it suddenly, there's an energy there, like my weird ass dream and something that happened to me. What's today? Wednesday. It was yesterday. Some weird old man walked up to me on the street, totally delusional, and he just starts going off on all this weird shit. And when I didn't respond in Swedish, he was really kind of psychic in a way. He started talking to me in English. I'm like, well, at least I can understand your madness now. And I just told him, you know, hey, piss off and go harass someone else, because he was really demented. But I did get affected by it because I'm a sensitive person. And I heard from a friend who has a place near there that he's done that to him and other people. But it did get into me a little bit, so I'm like acknowledging that also. So between that and my funky 2X is in my same dream at once dream, and I never dream, by the way, I can sort of say, okay, that sort of did it for me in a bit. So, all right, what do you do? Again, you break from the energy. How do you feel? Try to do something that causes that. And then if after you've done everything and nothing comes to you, you just say, you know what? I'm going to go with this. I'm going to ride the wave. I'm just going to, okay. And when you surrender, that's a big word in spirituality, surrender. When you surrender to it, then there is that additional space. So that's the best you can do. And it doesn't always feel great right away. But considering where you are and what's happening, it's better than how you originally started. And I promise you, at some point, it'll shift. You'll feel a little bit better, and that energy will start to grow. And then what's really great is when you finally say, ah, it was that bitch that I talked to on Sunday or whatever, and it comes back to you. Now, what do you do when it comes back to you? Well, you know, you can look at it in your mind. You can breathe through it in your meditation. You can pretend that you don't need to do anything, which is sort of stupid because then it's just going to stay in you. You know, bad energy when it comes in needs to be released. Bad people in your life that come into you need to be released. You know, you shouldn't chase anybody. You shouldn't have to do anything. I mean, you know, we all know what's right. We do. It's just our mind and we get so fixated on what we want that we're like, it's like those, you know, it's like those poor people who are like, you know, Stockholm syndrome or, you know, in abusive relationships. And, you know, I remember seeing a film where a woman was all beat up by her husband and all she could say was, he's not really like this, but he does it every day. And, you know, it's a delusional kind of thinking because she just can't, she knows that one good day when he was very nice to her and everything was perfect. And so her mind and her ego and her heart is staying with that. So coming back to reality is very, very necessary. If you're not into that, I'm kind of surprised you're listening to this actually, but if you're not into that, well then, you know, acknowledge it. You know what? Screw it. I don't care. Because every time that you acknowledge where you are in your feelings, you're acknowledging your emotional GPS. That's what feelings are for. It's an emotional GPS. You're feeling afraid, you're feeling happy, you're feeling horny, you're feeling whatever. It's something from your soul telling you, whoa. Mixing it also though through your ego mind, so it's a bit tricky, but it, you know, that what do they say? Feelings don't lie. If it feels good, it's good. If it feels like shit, it's probably shit. So those old cliches are all true. So I hope this helps you. It's helped me, actually, so I don't know. I mean, I guess that's all that matters. Beware of the person who laughs at their own jokes. Anyway, I wish you all well. Thanks for listening, and you take very, very good care. All right, ciao.